Rob Rogers and I are chatting about his time at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Peanuts cartoons line the walls around us, reminding us that politics have become even more divisive since Snoopy ran for president in the late 70s. Rogers is here to talk about how the current political climate cost him his job.
I had a great 25 years at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. They brought in a new editor to oversee my work, and he started to crack down on the cartoons about Trump.
It started when the publisher of the paper told the executive editor to run an editorial endorsing then-presidential candidate Donald Trump. He left the paper rather than run the endorsement and was soon replaced. The new editor, along with the publisher of the paper, killed 18 of Rogers' cartoons in 3 months, whereas the previous editor had killed about 2 a year.
Well, I think that Donald Trump, for some reason, I don't know if it's his personality or his energy, he started to say things that normally people wouldn't say, like, you know, we have to ban Muslims, that Mexicans are rapists and murderers. And I think what happened was there is a certain segment of America, you know, who embraced what he was saying and who finally felt like they had somebody who could speak for them. Unfortunately, I feel like my publisher was one of those people. And I think that he had been keeping a lot of his viewpoints, you know, tucked away. And that's when he started cracking down on my cartoons and saying, you know, Trump is good for America. You can't say these things.
Rogers has drawn presidents before. He critiqued Barack Obama for his failure to follow through on his promise to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay. He made fun of George Bush's family dynasty and skewered President Bill Clinton for his numerous affairs by always drawing him in his underwear.
I think that satire and editorial cartooning in particular is essential because it is a signifier that we live in a healthy democracy. If you can make fun of the president, if you can take the ultimate leader of a country and do funny drawings about them and criticize them and not be thrown in jail, not be punished, not be beaten by government thugs, then I think that that's a good sign, right? That's a good thing. So I think that satire still reminds us that we live in that democracy, but the more the government tries to chip away at that, the more dangerous it becomes.
Rogers' termination came at a time where newspapers across the country were struggling. That same year, the Post-Gazette stopped distributing its daily print edition and switched to a digital format. Today, there are no longer any daily print papers in the city of Pittsburgh. Rogers tells me he's been asked before why people should care about his story.
The reason people should care is because I was not treated with respect. And even if they decided to go in a different direction, I think it would be important for them to treat somebody who'd worked there for 25 years with respect. And I think that it also was a way of eliminating voices on the page. And I think that diversity of opinion is very important. And so when you take that voice away, I think it can be very dangerous.
Rogers now freelances for various publications and continues to publish cartoons on his website. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.